Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Are you currently reading anything interesting at the moment? Who's the author? How do you know that book wasn't written by AI? Author Vanessa Fox O'Loughlin is with me here in studio today, who I know a lot of you will know as Sam Blake. This is something that's happened to you, Vanessa.
It is indeed, absolutely. I got an email from an author, from a reader, I should say, in Australia, who said, "Oh, you looks like you've written a new book. It's dark romantasy." And she thought that's a bit strange. So she was sort of querying it. And she'd had a notification from Amazon. She follows me on Amazon. And she'd had a notification from them that this dark romantic book by Sam Blake was available.
And that's your pen name.
It is indeed. Blake, yeah. So a lot of people know me as Sam Blake. Mm. And if you're a crime reader, you might know Sam Blake. So I looked it up. And sure enough, there was my profile on Amazon with this dark romantic book by Sam Blake, which I had absolutely nothing to do with.
What was the first thing went through your head when you saw that?
It was sort of one of those, oh my God, moments. Because the thing that really concerned me was that this girl's in Australia, so I think she might have got the notification ahead of other people. And everybody who follows me on Amazon, who normally buys my books through Amazon, would have got a notification that I had a new book. I am absolutely blessed that I have a lot of readers who I'm an auto buy for, who will get a notification and literally will click and buy the book because they know they like my stuff and, you know, they'll read more.
Loyal followers and they like your stuff.
Huge.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's brilliant. But that means then that they don't look properly. They just clicked and bought, and it's quite expensive too. It's not sort of a cheap buy. So this is mainly Kindle readers rather than paperback readers. And I knew a lot of people would have bought this thing, and nothing to do with me at all.
So what's the next step? So there's a book published in your name, allegedly by you, that's not by you at all. It's AI generated.
Yeah, it's actually three books because it's a trilogy. And the same person has also written a women's fiction book. And apparently, if you click on the profile now, books on AI as well, just to add insult to injury.
Did you read it?
I haven't read it. I read the start of it because I needed to see. I wanted to see what was going on.
Well, you're probably thinking maybe it's good.
That's it. Immediately, I was able to tell that it was AI and that basically, I don't know if anybody's listened to Richard Osman's podcast recently, but he was talking about this just the other day about, you know, people. You can literally, I don't want to tell people too much how to do it in case everybody goes out and does it, but you can put a prompt into an AI machine and it'll churn you out a book.
So do you know from talking to your reader, your loyal fan in Australia who highlighted this with you, Vanessa, is it similar to other books you've published? Is it similar to your style of writing?
No. I mean, I am blessed because this is a bit of a slightly longer story, because the large language models that AI have actually been trained on have been trained on authors' work, and 10 of my books have been apparently sucked into this system. So they could have put in a prompt that said, write me a Sam Blake book. And it would have been a lot closer to one of my books. But in fact, they've decided to go with dark romantasy in this instance. So, for instance, my YA readers, because I write YA, might very naturally go to romantasy as the next step. I don't write that at all. So it's not in my genre in that sense, but it is dark in the sense that it's a crime orientation. It looks like a crime cover. So, so it's totally different from that perspective. And obviously, it's rubbish. So,
that's the thing, you know, because for you, you know, and this is maybe a bigger conversation around AI and the impact of it. Like, it is like your identity has been stolen. Because if I'm now in Australia or the States and I'm reading Sam Blake for the first time, or crime novel, as I think, by Sam Blake, and it's rubbish and it's trash and I think it's terrible. So I'm going to tell everybody, don't bother buying Sam Blake, this is rubbish.
Absolutely.
And it's not you at all.
Absolutely. And you're never going to buy another book by me again. You know, and
that's the unfair part of this.
You might have bought a real book and loved it. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
And then gone to Amazon to look for the next Sam Blake book and come across this trash, and then bought that and thought, oh well, I'm not buying her again. So yeah, it's not great from that point of view.
It's the reputational damage, really.
Really,
there's concern around that, you know, and that's why you wanted to highlight it, really, I suppose, was to say to people, look, if you're, you know, if you like my stuff and you've been reading my books for a long period, this new trilogy is not me.
Definitely not. No, and that's the thing. Now Amazon have unhooked me from it, thank God.
Yeah.
But it's obviously still got their books are still out there, but it's and also to everybody else, just to be careful if you are buying something on Amazon, digital book, just check to see what it is. You know, do a bit of due diligence. It's
and
terrible.
That's the thing, though. But would it have, it obviously wasn't obvious then from
no,
the
No, it really
outset,
wasn't. In the first instance, it wasn't. And that was the problem, is the fact that people have got a notification. And I wouldn't have known about it, honestly, because there are an awful lot of books. Last time I did an event with Amazon was about 10 years ago, and there were 10 million books then, so there's probably 100 million now.
Yeah.
And they, you know, and so I wouldn't necessarily have known even that these, I think they would have probably popped up in my profile because of the name similarity. Eventually somebody would have spotted them.
Yeah.
But yeah, the notification was the big problem.
Have many other people said it to you since?
Yeah, quite a lot. I put it onto my social media because I wanted to make sure people knew about it and knew that it wasn't me. And there's been loads of comments, particularly on LinkedIn, where people have bought it. You know, they did. They went, oh, damn, you know, I did. I saw that.
And when you talk to other colleagues and other writers, have they experienced this as well?
Not having their identity ripped off. I mean, we're all, loads of us, all of us actually probably have had books subsumed by the big tech machine in order to train the large language models. The Atlantic newspaper did put up a search tool that allowed you to search to see if your books were on a database called the Library Genesis database, which is a pirate site. And that pirate site had been used by a particular tech company, scraped allegedly, in order to train their large language model. And so, yeah, all, pretty much, I think all Irish authors have put their names in. And yeah, 10 of my books, that's 10 years work. You know, it takes a year to write a book. It takes 20 seconds to do one of that by AI. So it's, yeah, it's really
infuriating.
It's doubly infuriating.
Yeah, it is. No, I can appreciate, you have every right to be annoyed about this. Tell me about the process of actually getting yourself, whatever, detagged or getting this taken down or removed. I mean, I can only imagine from my own experience of getting misleading and sites and myself detagged off stuff. I mean, how simple or easy was that?
Well, actually, I was blessed. So my publishers work with Amazon because they sell books through Amazon. And so once they got in touch, I think Amazon were a bit shocked too. And they unhooked it quite quickly. They unhooked one of them the next day. And then we realised that the actual full trilogy was a separate product. And that was that was the Monday or the Tuesday afterwards. The tricky bit is that they can't take down the books completely because it's possible this AI person is called Sam Blake and generally is, you know, genuinely.
So there's still a Sam Blake book there?
They're all still there. Yeah. So they can't, Amazon can't take down. The only way they'll take them down, I think they'll take them down. I didn't actually clarify this point with them. But if somebody has bought the book and then reads it and doesn't like it and says this is disappointing content, then it'll be reviewed. And obviously Amazon don't want rubbish on their site either. So then there's a much stronger chance of it being taken down. But basically an AI generated book isn't something that they necessarily will take down. So you have as much right to put up an AI generated book as you have.
Even under somebody, an actual author's name.
In this instance, we don't know whether the other person isn't actually called Sam Blake.
Sam Blake as well.
You know,
yeah,
so that's the thing. But so that's the problem. So there's a quality issue going on there. There's a whole, like, work was stolen to begin with issue. And for me, it's particularly frustrating, obviously, because it's my name, but I'm sure there's other people out there in the same, who maybe you don't even know they're in the same situation.
Yeah, but I suppose it's a good reminder to avid readers out there today that, you know, you just need to be double check.
You really do. I mean, I know people have had their voices stolen by AI and they've popped up reading articles that they, you know, and the big thing is that we only get paid as creators when people, you know, buy the book or they borrow it from a library or, you know, and so if we don't get paid if these things have sucked into a machine and, you know.
And just to clarify to anybody listening today, your most recent book is?
My most recent book is The Killing Sense, which went to number one for 2 weeks and was in the top 10 for 6 weeks. So I'm delighted with that. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed.
Good stuff. Not this trilogy that's out there.
Not this trilogy. No, The Killing Sense, set in Paris.
Vanessa Fox O'Loughlin, Sam Blake, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. Really appreciate it. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.